point. Here are the top questions that lawyers want to know on the issue of preparing your law firm for a disaster. How to most effectively burn paper client files to survive nuclear winter. To which some of the younger lawyers said, "What's a paper file?" On the hierarchy of who gets cannibalized first, start with fat partners or lean associates. Now, this one was my personal favorite. How to make weapons from items in the supply closet. How to safely consume food that has been left in the refrigerator for too long. Now, I would remind you, all of these folks who answered these questions have passed at least one bar exam, in some cases more than one. So we're going to spend some time, just a few minutes today, talking about preparing your law firm for disasters. In the last 8 months, I believe, here in Texas alone, we have had a hurricane that came in at Cat 4 strength, went inland, went back out to the ocean, and then hit Houston and had generated enough flood events for a 1-in-1,000-year event. And then if we had been teaching this presentation a month ago, and I had said, what is your plan for, I don't know, some guy who's randomly mailing bombs to people in the parcel system and in the UPS system and leaving on people's porches, you would have thought I was nuts. And yet, that's the world we live in. Evil exists. Mother Nature gets upset sometimes. It is up to us to figure out how to deal with that. So we're going to talk about the rules today, the ethical rules, because this is, you're getting ethics credit for this. We'll talk about the need to prepare your office, why you should do it, and how to do so effectively. I've written a couple of books about this. This first one is available from the State Bar. When they first came out with it, they sold it for the princely sum of $49. If you go to Google now and you just type in Bracing for Impact, Texas Bar, Paul Martin, you can get it for free. I don't know what happened. Apparently, this was not the big seller the State Bar thought. By the way, you buy this book, I don't get a dime. All the money goes to the State Bar.